This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAprepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor@USAprepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Fennelli.
Everyone all set? Cocked, locked. Here we go. Hour number two of USA Prepares with Dr. Norman Shealy. And at the top of the hour, you heard that the charges are dropped against the remaining three Baltimore police officers accused in the arrest and death of Freddie Gray, a 25-year-old man who was arrested, handcuffed, thrown in the back of a police van, driven around town, rolled around, no way to stop his movement, ended up with a broken neck, and he died. He died. So, but the good news is all of the people involved in the killing of Freddie Gray, all of the government people, none of them have faced any penalties. They're all let free. They're all let free, every single one of them. So killing with impunity, yes, your government can do that at the hands of a joystick and a drone. With Hellfire missiles, they can do it by throwing you, anyone, in the back of a police van and riding you around. Or they can take you to jail and take you downstairs where you have your hands handcuffed behind your back and you trip and fall down the stairs and you get all banged up and it's all your fault. It's all your fault for falling when they trip you. And we've heard stories that the government employees do these kinds of things. It's an absolute outrage. It's an absolute outrage. But you heard that at the top of the hour news that all the cops involved, they were either, there was either a mistrial or the charges were dropped. But nobody has faced any penalties. Dr. Shealy, chocolate. Do you have a comment on that, Dr. Shealy?
It depends. You know, chocolate is a broad category. Everything from cocoa nibs, which is the seeds from which cocoa is made, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. In general, 99% of all chocolate sold in the world is really toxic, primarily because it's filled with sugar.
Yes.
But dark chocolate, 70% or more, and eating only 1 ounce a day is actually good for you.
Okay, and here's where I was going with that. Dr. Shealy, many people have surgery, and as a result of the surgery, they're put on opiates, narcotics, and then that messes up their digestive system, and then they can't have a bowel movement for day after day after day after day, and that's a serious problem in itself. And then I was wondering what your thoughts were on using chocolate, just chocolate, as a laxative. In those situations, does that make sense, or is it the wrong direction?
Well, I don't know, because I've eaten before. I learned about it. I've eaten as much as 3 and 4 ounces of chocolate and never had the problem. So, I guess for some people, any food can be a laxative. Guts are remarkably individual. I would say the working of your intestines is as unique as your fingerprints and your mind.
Fascinating.
And so each of us is has to figure out for ourselves what works.
Okay. So as the gut goes, doesn't the rest of us go? For example, if we don't have good digestive health, how can we be healthy, you know, in all other respects? Is that true?
Well, that's true. The gut really does determine what you are able to absorb and get into your body and rebuild into your body, et cetera, et cetera. Now, looking up the fact of chocolate as a laxative, I found that the cocoa pod husks are a waste product and they are a laxative, but I don't find that for the average person, chocolate is a laxative, but it can be, as anything can. Just for some people, water can act as a laxative.
Okay. And, well, that was another question I had for you, Dr. Shilley. On my list here is water. How much water should a person drink? Is there a way of figuring it out? I know we've talked about that in the past. And then the next question is, can you drink so much water that it's actually dangerous to drink that much water?
Well, the last question is easy. Yes, indeed, you can. That's going to be an individual thing, too. But drinking more than twice the recommended amount could begin to be toxic for some people. In general, take your weight in pounds. So you weigh 150 pounds, you need half of that in ounces of water. So 75 ounces for a 100-pound person. Now, that's water. And it's not city water.
Yeah, that would be water without fluoride. That would be water without chlorine.
Right.
Okay, so we should drink one half of our weight in ounces. So if we weigh 150 pounds, then divide that in half and you get 75 and just add ounces to that. So a 150-pound person should consume 75 ounces of water per day.
That is ideal. And coffee and tea does not count.
Okay. So is it possible if a person is a coffee drinker and drinks, let's say, an enormous amount of coffee, 10 cups per day, they should still drink that, and they weigh 150 pounds, that person should still drink another 75 ounces of water, is that correct?
That is correct, because caffeine is a diuretic, that is, caffeine increases water output. So if you're taking 8 ounces of coffee, you're likely to put out 9 ounces of water.
Okay, and let's get, I guess we have to be somewhat graphic. The color of urine, Dr. Shilley, what does that tell us?
Well, it tells you two things. First of all, how concentrated it is. In other words, the less water you drink, the more yellow your urine is going to be, no matter what you eat or drink. Secondly, it is dependent to a large extent upon whether or not you're taking supplements. For instance, if you take B complex itself, that makes your urine more yellow.
Okay. You know, I've been in the hospital, Dr. Shilley, where I've seen patients and they have these urine bags that are connected to catheters. And you know, I've seen some of them that look almost orange. You know, the urine looks not yellow, not light yellow, not clear, you know, cloudy and orange. Is that a dangerous kind of a situation?
Yeah, they're very concentrated. They are dehydrated or they're lacking in water.
Okay. There you go. We talked about eating out versus eating at home last hour, and we talked about how much water to drink. And how about vinegar as a medicine to fend off diseases? And what I'm talking about is apple cider vinegar with mother. What are your thoughts on that, Dr. Shilley?
Well, the evidence is pretty good that up to a tablespoon or two of apple cider vinegar is good. Now, there's no study that I know of using what's called distilled vinegar, you know, the white vinegar.
Right.
So it has to be the apple cider vinegar.
Well, we use distilled vinegar here at the house, and we use it to clean the shower.
Right.
Literally.
It's not to clean your body.
Yeah, we use it to clean the shower. Literally, we have a spray bottle, and we'll spray it as a preventative for mold, and it works great. It really does. Okay. Now, there's a difference between the apple cider vinegar and wine vinegar, you know, grape vinegar.
Yes. Again, I don't know whether it's bad or as good, because I know of no scientific study on the use of wine vinegar.
Okay, and do we know why the mother is important to, you know, that would be that cloudy sediment at the bottom of apple cider vinegar? Do we know why that's important, or is that a mystery?
Well, I suspect it includes some of the probiotics that that vinegar itself help you to grow.
Okay. And since you mentioned probiotics, Dr. Shuley, you know, we have this English Mastiff, and this dog slobbers a lot. And when he drinks out of his very large water bowl, and he drinks a lot of water, I mean, it's actually a nuisance how much we have to change his water bowl every day. So it gets thick. So after he has one drink, there's this thick saliva that's in the water bowl. And I use that to water our plants that we, like tomato plants in buckets. And we have some citrus trees in buckets. And I water them, and they seem to be doing great. Is that something that you still recommend that we do? You know, use that slobber and that saliva from our dogs to assist in the bacterial growth within the pots for food plants.
Indeed, I agree.
Okay. So, class,
the mother vinegar, the cloudy stuff.
Uh-huh.
It's a mixture of bacteria produced from cellulose and yeast. So I was right. Mm-hmm. It would include some probiotics.
Well, that sounds great. And I take about a tablespoon of apple cider vinegar daily, and I like it. And well, you know, I could mix it with water, but I just take it plain, and then I chase it with some water. Do you think that's okay for my throat and so forth? Taking, you know, apple cider vinegar with mother, just plain.
Oh yeah, you know, I think that's probably a juice of one lemon is supposed to be good for your overall. Also, I suspect the apple cider vinegar would be about equal in benefit to lemon juice.
Okay, Dr. Shuley, when you were in training, if you will, in medical school, did you know of experimentation that was done on people without their knowledge? I know we talked about this in the past, but does that happen, do you think, to people where...
It not only happens, I know it happens. We've discussed my big expose at
right.
Massachusetts General Hospital, where the second man in the Department of Neurosurgery was carrying out 19 undocumented, totally immoral, unethical research projects, which I took to the bishop of the Episcopal Diocese and stopped $3 million worth of unethical research.
And can we talk about that when we come back? Do you think these things are still continuing? Not exactly the same studies, the same research, but do you think we're experimenting on people with, chemicals, radiation, surgery, and treatments of all kinds, and people think they're being treated, and actually they're subjects? Class, I'm a survivalist, and my plan is to be independent of everything that I can so that supply chain disruptions have a minimum impact on our family. What's the first thing that you do when the power goes out? I've researched the best value solar energy system that I can find, one that's backed by the technical support necessary for the undertaking. The system's installed and is generating electricity right now with equipment purchased from IronEdison.com. You heard Brandon Williams, CEO of IronEdison.com, right here on USA Prepares. Together, we designed our system. In my opinion, our IronEdison.com system has more features, more value, and more potential than any other system I found. We chose the Snyder Electric system with a hybrid inverter, charge controller, power panel, battery disconnect, and the system control panel. If you want energy independence, as we have, please consider calling the engineering team at IronEdison.com, 720-432-6433, 720-432-6433.
Are you one of the millions of Americans who suffer from digestive issues like heartburn, acid reflux, IBS, and constipation? Probimune is your answer. Probimune is a brand new probiotic that has been scientifically proven to deliver high quantities of viable good bacteria to your gut to boost your digestive system and improve your overall health. This unique, powerful blend of probiotic strains, coupled with our industry-leading proprietary fermentation process, delivers a maximized bacterial colonization to the gut that no other probiotic can match. Start improving your health today. Visit younghealth.com or call 800-396-9024. Use coupon code DIGEST to receive 15% off first-time orders. Maintaining digestive health is crucial to the body's overall well-being. Don't suffer from negative effects of poor digestion any longer. Order today, younghealth.com, or call 800-396-9024.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants.
And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with the trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria, and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters, for the love of clean water.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
Dr. Norman Shealy is with us, normshealy.com, and if you'd like to peruse his website, sign up for his free newsletter, purchase his books or medical supplies or vitamins, normshealy.com, normshealy.com. Dr. Shealy and I have been broadcasting for about 5 years together, and Dr. Shealy took me under his wing, and he noticed that my knees were knocking when I was in the studio at a local radio station in Springfield, Missouri, and he took me under his wing and helped me overcome that that knee knocking. And by the way, you don't hear it today. and you haven't heard my knees knocking for years. But Dr. Shealy, experimentation, we talked about this before, and my question is, do you think it still continues, maybe you know, not noticed, or is it something that there are grants that are being made for medical experimentation today?
Well, obviously, you have no way knowing until somebody blows a whistle. But people being people, I estimate that about 15% of people are what I'd call sloppy at best, or consciously wrong and evil in what they undertake. I mean, that's a pretty big percentage, but it's just the way life is. The insurance adjuster for the state of Pennsylvania many years ago published that he thought 50% of physicians were crooked. And so I have to assume that goes to the population at large. They will do things that they think they can get by with. On the other hand, I honestly believe that the vast majority of physicians and scientists do what they believe to be honest.
Okay. Now, when you said 50, was that 50 or 15%?
15.
Okay, 15%. Okay, very good. So Do you think it happens where maybe a medical professional might say, you know, I don't know if this is going to work. I have no clue what to do. Let's try this. And maybe it would be a spur-of-the-moment kind of experiment. Do you think that might be some of what's going on, Dr. Shuley? Like, I don't know what to do.
That would be rare, because in general, you do need to get institutional review board for most experiments.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And theoretically, that includes a lawyer and a minister and all kinds of people who, you know, read the protocol and go through it. Now, you don't have to, for that's up to the judgment of the individual, depending upon all kinds of things.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Dr. Shuley, ovarian cysts. Can you tell us what your thoughts are? What is an ovarian cyst? What causes it, and how is it treated typically? Any thoughts on that?
Well, basically, any organ, including skin, can produce cysts. So it's something that went wrong with the electrical and or the chemistry aspect of that particular organ. In the ovary, of course, the women, when they start menstruating every month until they go through menopause, have eggs that get ready to, you know, come out waiting to be fertilized. They are actually moved into the uterus. Sometimes as that egg is developing, something goes wrong and it just expands and develops increasing fluid around it inside the ovary itself. Most of the time that is probably a disturbance between the amount of estrogen and the amount of progesterone. And the treatment of choice for most women is to use natural progesterone cream starting on the 10th day of the cycle until the beginning of the next cycle or the 28th day, stopping it then until the 10th day again. And it can take up to 6 months to cure such a thing, but compared to surgery, laparoscopic or otherwise, I would say I'd always want to try progesterone first.
Okay. Have you heard of the use of iodine in the treatment of a cyst?
I have not heard of the use of iodine in the treatment of an ovarian cyst. On the other hand, the relationship between the ovaries and the production of estrogen and progesterone will finish after the break.
There we go. Dr. Shuley's with us, and we've got George on hold. George is in Mississippi. George will be with you right after Dr. Shuley concludes his comments and information about ovarian cysts and use of iodine. We'll be right back.
Worried about lead, fluoride, and other contaminants in your drinking water? Get a ProPure with the Pro1G 2.0 cleanable reusable filter and remove up to 200 contaminants. Drink water the way nature meant it to be. Clean, crisp, and refreshing. See the complete line of ProPure products, including the new ProMax shower filter. There's a ProPure for you. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer for details or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
My computer is so slow, it's making me crazy.
I used to have that problem.
Did you quit using a computer, or did you buy a new one?
No, I called Geeks On Site. They made an appointment to visit my home and showed up the same day.
You mean they didn't ask you to bring your computer to a shop? That's what happened when I called a support company.
Geeks On Site can go to your home, or business, or even repair your computer online. They have 24/7 emergency service.
If you're having problems with your PC or Mac, call Geeks On Site. 1-800-591-1682. Our friendly certified computer repair experts are available 24/7. Call now for a free diagnosis. 1-800-591-1682. Data recovery, virus removal, and maintenance for all laptops, desktops, printers, and networks. That's Geeks on Site for friendly certified computer repair experts available 24/7 over the phone or in your home or business. Just call 1-800-591-1682. That's 1-800-591-1682. 1-800-591-1682.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
As a doctor, I see patients every day who are losing their vision and independence to age-related macular degeneration, also known as AMD. It's the leading cause of blindness in adults 55 and older. Some of us are at greater risk for AMD. If you have blurry vision or blind spots, they can be symptoms of AMD. If left untreated, it can lead to blindness. The good news? With early detection, AMD can be managed with effective clinically approved treatments that can reduce or even reverse some vision loss. Learning that you have AMD can be scary, but there's hope and help. The Foundation Fighting Blindness is researching and developing treatments and cures for AMD. To get your free AMD information packet, contact the Foundation Fighting Blindness today at 1-800-BLINDNESS. That's 1-800-BLINDNESS. Join the fight against AMD, because together there is a cure in sight.
This is a warning to all household pests, to all cockroaches, spiders, ants, rodents, and other pests. If you've just made yourself at home in someone else's home, you better hope the owners never hear about Terminix. Because Terminix has the know-how and the means to do whatever it takes to remove you from that home. Terminix has over 85 years of experience exterminating invaders like you. And right now, they're making it easier than ever for homes to be protected by offering a free pest estimate to every caller at 1-800-676-1468. Cockroaches, spiders, ants, rodents, and other pests. This is your eviction notice. With one call, Terminix will remove you from the home you've invaded. If you think you can simply come back later, think again. Terminix will protect that home with a 100% satisfaction money-back guarantee, so you can never return. Warning, homeowners are calling Terminix right now for a free pest estimate at 1-800-676-1468. 1-800-676-1468.
Limitations apply. See plan for details.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
And how to treat them and so forth. And then, George, you're up. Dr. Shuley?
Well, the ovary and the thyroid gland are, as all endocrine glands, are highly interrelated. Since 80% of Americans are deficient in iodine, that can affect everything in your body. So the relationship between the iodine and the cyst could be, if you've got low thyroid, you're going to be more prone to ovarian cysts, that kind of thing.
Okay. And Dr. Shuley, we talked about this before. Is this still an acceptable treatment where you take some triiodine that's available at a veterinarian supply and just take a Q-tip and paint a postage stamp size area on your arm as a way of taking iodine into your system. Is that still acceptable or is that not?
Well, it's acceptable. It's a pill. I mean, I think it's more trouble to paint iodine on your skin every day than to take a capsule or tablet.
Okay. Will either work as effectively?
In the long run, yes.
Okay, very good. George in Mississippi, you're on with Dr. Norman Shuley and me. Welcome.
Good morning. I'm going to be off topic, but I'm kind of backed up on listening. I was wondering if you've heard anything from Miles in Europe about what's going on over there and how it pertains to the U.S.
Yes, I have. Miles calls me multiple times per week. As a matter of fact, he called me yesterday, and I asked him what his schedule was like and when he can come and join us, and he says that he'll be delighted to do so, and he's checking his calendar and his schedule to see when he can do that. So you'll get a chance to hear Miles again. We'll post it on our website, usapreparedness.com, and what I do is in the upper right-hand portion of the page, I list who the instructors are for, you know, the week. And it'll say this week's instructors, Monday, Tuesday, you know, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, and so forth. So typically it'll be, for example, today it says Wednesday, Norm Shuley. And that means 2 hours. If it's a one-hour instructor, we'll say hour number one, this person, hour number two, that other instructor. So that's how we do it. And Miles, we should have him within about 10 days.
Okay, and also, I remember Mike Parsons talking about traveling through Tennessee, and he was saying that they had some kind of detectors at the state lines where they can tell if you have any, if you have a large amount of cash with you.
And specifically, hundreds. Specifically, yeah. He mentioned hundreds because of the magnetic encoding stripe. And, yes, he has said that to me on air and off air.
And would he know if there's any way to be able to not be detected, like wrapping it with aluminum foil or putting it in a box or anything?
George, it sounds like you are trying to avoid something that other people, meaning the other team, might consider potential criminal activity, having cash on your person. And I applaud you for what I believe is you want to have cash and you want to use cash, and it's none of their darn business what you do with that cash. So the answer is yes, you wrap it in aluminum foil so that there are no seams. No seams whatsoever. And I would wrap it with maybe 4 or 5 layers of aluminum foil if I were going to do that. And a number of people have been arrested and their cash has been confiscated, including a Ron Paul supporter who was at the Richmond Airport many, many years ago, who was collecting donations at an event, and he had this little metal box and had cash in it, about $4,000, and he was detained at the airport. Like, where are you going with that cash, boy? Where'd you get that cash, boy? You know, obviously it's drug money, right, boy? I mean, that's the kind of treatment that this guy got. And fortunately, he had a cell phone at the time which could record it, and he recorded all this, and that's how he was released. But there are many instances where, you know, a farmer would hop into a rental truck, you know, let's say go from Virginia down to Georgia to buy plants, rent a U-Haul or a similar rider truck or something like that, take it down there and load it up with plants, small plants, and then bring them back to the market in Virginia to sell them. And to buy the plants, he would use cash, and he might have $5,000, $8,000, $10,000 of cash, and then he would get stopped, and the cash would be confiscated as if it were drug money. And it was his job to prove that it wasn't drug money. And how do you do that? Because just about all cash has drug residue on it, right? So you're right. It's a serious, serious problem. But my response would be, if I were going to use cash, I would, first of all, if you can avoid the hundreds, that'd be kind of nice, okay? But wrap it in multiple layers of aluminum foil. Just my thoughts. I'm not trying to teach anybody how to do anything illegal. I think it's perfectly legal to use cash. I've used cash. I've bought tractors with cash. Why would I do that? Because the guy selling the tractor has no clue who I am. No clue whatsoever. So why would he turn over a, you know, a tractor worth thousands of dollars to me for a check? Why would he do that? It'd be nuts in most circumstances. So, yeah. Yeah. So when you use cash, the nice thing about using cash is the transaction is completed right then and there. It's over. You know, you get the goods, he gets the cash. You may want to get a bill of sale or a receipt or something like that, like I do. But once you give him the cash and it's the correct amount, it's done. Period. There's nothing else to do. There's no credit card bill that comes in a month later that you have to settle up with. You're done with that transaction. That purchase is yours, that property is yours, the cash is his, and it's a great way to go.
Okay. Do you know if they have these sensors throughout the states, or is it just around Tennessee?
I'll tell you what I'll do. I will ask Mike Parsons to call in. Actually, I don't even have to ask him. Well, we can ask him right now. Mike, over the next couple of days, if you get a chance, would you please call in and let us know what you found out? Mike Parsons is a researcher. He's got a very, very high IQ. His IQ is so high that the whole county government is afraid of him. He's like him against the entire county. It takes the entire county's government to deal with Mike Parsons. He's that smart. He really is. He's a good guy. So I've just asked him right now, Mike, if you want to give us a call and let us know what your thoughts are on these cash scanners. So George in Mississippi would like to know. Anything else, George? You have a medical question?
No, I'm good with the medical. I appreciate the information, and I'll be looking forward to hearing the answer.
Great. Hey, thanks so much, George. Let's see. Dr. Sheely, I was looking at the news, and there's a post on the Internet that says, could high heels, this is what women wear when they want to look stylish, I guess. These very high heels are called stilettos. Very high heels, could they be causing cancer because of the inflammation that they cause throughout the body? It's very difficult to stand up straight. It's difficult to breathe properly when you know when your body's all twisted because your feet aren't in a normal position. Your toes are all scrunched together. As a matter of fact, some people even have surgery on their toes so they'll fit in these ridiculously pointed stiletto heels because they're not made for comfort. They're made for sex appeal, I guess. Dr. Sheely, do you have any thoughts about how inflammation can cause cancer?
Well, everything that goes wrong in your body is a result of inflammation, ultimately death of a cell one way or another. And there's no question that all cancer is associated with inflammatory, you know, problems, and it's a question, I suppose, of which kind of inflammation, how long it goes on, as to whether it causes a scar or some other kind of damage or cancer.
Okay, so would our advice from USA Preparers be, you got to be crazy to wear these unnatural heels? How about wearing something a little more comfortable, something that might not cause inflammation? Is that what we're saying?
Absolutely. I think high heels are beyond stupid.
Okay. I remember my folks, when they bought this old manor house that had these great floors, and they were pine from the 1840s. And they refinished the floors, and they sanded them into perfect condition, and they sealed them, and they really looked magnificent. Very, very wide planks, something that you'd never find today, because we don't have trees that big anymore. Well, they would have guests over, and the ladies would wear high heels, and the floor looked like someone took a ball peen hammer and spent a week just banging on the floor, boom, 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 from the result of these high heels. So the weight of these ladies who wore these high heels was condensed into a very, very small area. So their weight was so great in this tiny area that it would just put depressions in the floor. And I'm thinking, how much damage are they doing to themselves? Because those heels have no give whatsoever, none. So there's no shock absorbing in these ridiculous stiletto heels. So I'm in total agreement with you, Dr. Shuler. These are nuts. So, ladies, get rid of them. And, you know, why damage your health? Dr. Shuler, I was reading an article about watching television. And a lot of people do watch television, and some people binge watch television. That means they'll just get their butts down and on the sofa or their lazy boy or whatever it might be. So they get absolutely comfortable. They've got the remote in their hand, and they are good to go. They've got a cup holder on the side of their lazy boy. And all I have to do is, you know, get up and go to the bathroom every once in a while. Other than that, they can do everything they need to do with the remote, and they can watch TV for hour upon hour upon hour. And what I read was, this can kill you, because it can accelerate your death, because you can develop blood clots by being in this semi-comatose state, binge-watching television. Your thoughts?
Well, I think it's maybe slightly worse than watching television itself, but television itself, in my opinion, is toxic.
Yeah. Okay. So not only are we rotting our minds, but the lack of activity could cause blood clots and send you to your early demise. Now, Social Security would probably appreciate you doing that. They probably want to encourage you so they don't have to pay you what they owe you. Keep that in mind. So let's live longer and get what you deserve. We'll be right back.
Today, I became a biophoton woman. I put a tablespoon of the Andreas 5-seed oil in my morning's One World Way drink and was still happy and energized at 3 p.m. Normally, I feel tired and spacey at the end of the day, but today I felt energy and very clear. My friend at the farmer's market asked what I was on. She said my eyes looked bright and I had unusual energy for that time of afternoon. I told her there was a magical oil that enabled my body to absorb the sun's energy as if I were a plant. She said, I want some. The second One World Way shake with the oil when I got home took me to bedtime with that wonderful, abundant energy. I couldn't believe how much I got done and how great I felt. The combination of One World Way and 5-seed oil produced a significant health event in my life, the kind that makes you feel you've been given your life back with a bonus, and I'm 64.
5-seed oil and One World Way for your fantastic health. Call 888-988-3325 or visit sacredseedoils.com.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At contractorexam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, contractorexam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.contractorexam.com today.
Would you like to receive $250 to $1,000 cash per day? Go to richmoneyrich.com. No website, no selling, no explaining. Just take these simple two steps and go to richmoneyrich.com. You can be generating cash in the next 24 hours simply using the system. Good news is, it runs on 100% autopilot and you don't need any experience to get started. It's easy. Get your share of riches and go to richmoneyrich.com. That's richmoneyrich.com. Go now. Brought to you by the Conservative Investor. Current returns not indicative of future results.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
Attention backpackers on a budget. Why spend $80 to $300 to pump clean survival water? Introducing the Viva Water Pump Kit from Viva Outdoor Products. Super easy to use and super lightweight at only 6.5 ounces, the Viva Water Pump Kit provides high flow rate at 1 ounce per stroke, can be one hand pumped, and is dependable and affordable at only $24.99, filter not included. Get your Viva Water Pump Kit at viba-odp.com from Viva Outdoor Products.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson. Injury Help Desk is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention, prescription antibiotic drug users. Have you or a loved one suffered an aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, or abdominal aortic aneurysm after taking the prescription antibiotic drugs Levaquin or Avalox? These popular antibiotic drugs have been prescribed more than 80 million times since 2004, and medical studies show an increased risk of the following injuries: aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, and abdominal aortic aneurysm. If you or a loved one used the prescription antibiotic drugs Levaquin or Avalox and suffered from aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, or abdominal aortic aneurysm, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. You may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-823-3851. 800-823-3851. 800-823-3851.
Attention USA Prepares listeners. When you're on the road or have limited data or Wi-Fi, now you can listen to USA Prepares unfiltered and untapped at no extra charge on this non-federal phone number, 1-605-477-3249. Try it now to listen to USA Prepares 24-7 at no extra cost or data charges. These are not on federal lines. These are lines located on Indian reservations off the grid. Call 1-605-477-3249. No smartphones or internet needed. To hear USA Prepares untapped and off the grid, just call 1-605-477-3249.
It's gonna be sliding.
But I know what are today's hot.
Last day,
God,
you're
take my when you go to the DC for 2 seconds.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelly.
Class, there's a wealth of information available during Wednesday's broadcast with Dr. Norman Shuley. So if you're listening to this broadcast and you listen to it delayed and you'd like to call in next Wednesday, I'm going to give you that number. You can call in and ask Dr. Shuley your medical questions, 866-582-9933, 866-582-9933. And if you'd like to take us along with you, with your telephone, 605-477-3249. That's our listen line, 605-477-3249. Dr. Shuley, are there any comments that you'd like to make during the remaining moments of this broadcast?
Everybody needs to think very carefully, follow the Be Prepared, USA Be Prepared concept every moment of every day, because the world is full of danger, and it's led by our government, among others. Other than that.
Okay. Very, very well put, Dr. Shuley. You know, I was reading an article, and it says that this father of two was rushed to the hospital. This is a guy, 33 years old, and it's dailymail.co.uk. 33-year-old man was rushed to the hospital when his lips began to turn blue. His ears and nose turned black, and he passed out, and he was put into a coma. So he woke up from this coma. He was allowed to wake up, and he had blood poisoning. And the doctors, he woke up to both of his feet were amputated. One of his hands was amputated. And so, you know, he goes in the hospital. Next thing you know, he's got one hand left. And it says that, you know, of course, he almost died. And he had septicemia. Am I saying that right?
Yeah.
A blood disease?
Yeah, an infection in the blood, yeah.
And Dr. Shuley, do we have any idea how this kind of a thing could happen? I mean, what do we do to ourselves, or is it environmental, or what are your thoughts on how this may happen? And, I mean, this is pretty dangerous stuff. And all of a sudden, boom, you feel sick, you go to the hospital, and then you're missing some parts.
Well, you know, unfortunately, septicemia can occur spontaneously depending upon how weak your immune system is. It's made worse with certain antibiotics, which make you susceptible to other kinds of bacterial infection. It's one of the many challenges in today's toxic world.
Okay, and you know, that was one of the things I had on my list to talk about today, and that is, you know, doctors, medical professionals have been prescribing antibiotics for decades now, and some of these antibiotics don't work as well as they used to. Some of them are ineffective, and we're running out of treatment options for some very, very serious diseases. Now, I guess the question is, if we are on antibiotics and then ultimately we're off them, what do we do then to rebuild our immune system so we don't have to go back on antibiotics?
The most important thing is to take lots and lots and lots of probiotics and prebiotics. You know, all the Greek yogurt you could possibly get into your body is the best.
Okay, we have it in our refrigerator at all times because you've recommended that, Dr. Shuley. Now, let me mention how I consume it. I don't consume it, you know, a lot at one time. I spread it out throughout the day. Is one way preferred over the other?
I think it's better to take it in at least three doses through the day than one all at one time. Mm-hmm. On the other hand, because of my schedule, I often take a cup early in the morning.
Mm-hmm. And when you consume yogurt and you say Greek yogurt, that's much heavier than a traditional yogurt. It weighs more per volume, correct?
Well, it's got more protein and more and a greater variety of probiotics.
Okay.
And you want it without sugar and without fruit because the fruit's always sugar.
Okay, without sugar, without fruit. Would it be okay to have vanilla-flavored Greek yogurt or absolutely
no,
plain?
They'll add sugar with the vanilla.
Okay, plain Greek yogurt glass with honey if you choose, yeah. NormSheely.com class, NORM as in Norman, Shealy, SHEALY. .com. And if you're interested in learning about health, there's plenty of resources available right there on the website, Optimal Health. Dr. Norm Shuley, medical doctor, is with us on Wednesday. Dr. Shuley, thank you so much for spending your valuable time with us here on the broadcast. Class, above all, honesty and integrity. What happens next is up to you. Class, I'm a survivalist, and my plan is to be independent of everything that I can so that supply chain disruptions have a minimum impact on our family. What's the first thing that you do when the power goes out? I've researched the best value solar energy system that I can find, one that's backed by the technical support necessary for the undertaking. The system's installed and is generating electricity right now with equipment purchased from IronEdison.com. You heard Brandon Williams, CEO of IronEdison.com, right here on USA Prepares. Together, we designed our system. In my opinion, our IronEdison.com system has more features, more value, and more potential than any other system I found. We chose the Schneider Electric system with a hybrid inverter, charge controller, power panel, battery disconnect, and the system control panel. If you want energy independence, as we have, please consider calling the engineering team at IronEdison.com, 720-432-6433, 720-432-6433.
There are a lot of things in life that are hard to swallow, but your minerals don't have to be one of them. CRSupplements.com liquid minerals make that easy. The same size that a plant hair root absorbs, CRSupplements.com liquid minerals are easy for your body to use, and they are easy for you to add to daily liquid intake. Made in the USA and kosher certified, we offer 21 different minerals that may be lost in food processing or don't exist in foods grown on depleted soils. Choose easy. Get easy to swallow liquid minerals from CRSupplements.com.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.